Thanks for listening to the Woodward Podcast Network. Check out more shows by searching for us on Spreaker or wherever you catch your podcasts. The Woodward Podcast Network with Krupka Dental Associates.
Hello, this is Dr. John Krupka from Krupka Dental. We now have the Solea laser. You can have your fillings done without needles nor drills. We are a full-service dental office and always accepting new patients. To learn more about me and my friendly team, visit KrupkaDental.com.
Attention, please.
And now, it's Cutter's Rockcast.
We're at Loud of the Life backstage with Will Hunt.
Yes, we are.
How are you, my friend?
The opposite of Won't Fish. Think about that for a minute.
So which band are you with now? Like, because you're playing in 17 different bands here at this festival, or just in general?
Only
I'm just
one.
Kidding.
Only
plays
one.
Drums in Evanescence, of course.
Today. Unless somebody needs me. I could do it.
The automatic fill-in.
I can do it.
Absolutely. First of all, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes. I appreciate it. How's festival life for you today? And I like asking everybody this specifically right now because we're coming out of this pandemic.
Yeah.
And it does almost feel like there's a little normalcy here.
It does. What funny story is that my drum tech, we just got done with this Korn tour.
Yeah.
Big Korn tour, you know, doing all the outdoor sheds and stuff like that. And we basically all made it out of it COVID-free. Until 2 days ago, my drum tech calls me and says, I've got COVID. I can't go do the gig.
Oh, no.
I have a fill-in drum tech. Usually I'm the fill-in. Now I got a fill-in. So, yeah, so it's interesting. It's still out there, but, yeah, it does feel more normal.
You know, here's an interesting question, because when it comes to techs, drum techs, guitar techs, roadies, you know, whatever it may be, how much of a different aspect does that take on when you have to have a different person?
Oh, man.
Because I think that's a part of the world that a lot of people just don't know or pay attention to, you know what I mean?
We're lucky because all of our gear is still in the truck from the Korn tour, so my riser is still up with all my drums on it. It's just split in half.
Okay.
So putting it back together is super easy, but I got a really complex kit. If it wasn't like that, this would be a nightmare. This would be really difficult for me because I'm running so many electronics and so much stuff, this massive rack. It's like putting together an Erector set. And if you put together one piece wrong, you got to undo everything and then go back from that point and then start over. But luckily it's not that, but it's tough, man.
So do you have to, when you have a tech, I mean, do you have to teach them like exactly what you want, what you like, how you want it, and it better be done this way every time?
Well, I'm very rigid with my tech, you know. There's a flow that we have. No, I'm pretty easy.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen some guys that are pretty brutal to their techs. I'm not one of them, but me and my tech are like best buddies. We hang out.
Yeah.
We go eat food, watch football on days off, you know.
Sure.
So we're friends, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have those moments, but I'm pretty mellow.
So Evanescence, right now, you've been with them a decade? Is that right?
15 years now.
15 years?
It's weird to say that, since 2007.
Okay, well, see, 3 years don't exist, so
we're in a vacuum.
You have to take that out.
Exactly.
And then add that back in.
Agreed.
That's a huge gig. You've played in, obviously, a million other bands as well.
Yeah.
But just to go on it, because I do a classic rock morning show.
Oh, right on.
You have also played with Slaughter.
Still do, yeah.
Still do play with Slaughter. That's such a different... Okay, so as a musician, how hard is it to wrap your head? Because Evanescence is its own sound, its own thing. Amy's incredible. And then you have Slaughter, which is obviously a much different sound and old school rock and roll sounding.
But you know, it's all still bass and kind of the same thing. And I can tell anybody, I can fill in for any rock band. Now, you want to throw me in a country band, or I could maybe do that, but I'm not going to fill in for some prog rock band like Dream Theater. That's way out of my wheelhouse. But like when it comes to just rock,
that's out of everyone's wheelhouse except two people on the planet.
Not my thing.
Yeah.
I didn't spend enough time in my bedroom by myself. I don't know how else to put it. But yeah, man, I mean, like, I love going back and forth and with any bands that I fill in because you just get such a different flavor.
Yeah.
Different audience, different vibe, you know, but it's all kind of rooted in the same stuff. So
amazing. If we go way, way back, I know your name from Scrape.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, dude, I loved that. It wasn't the first one. Not the one with the thumb. It was the second record.
Up the Dose.
Yeah.
That's my sister's feet on the gurney on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved that album, dude. I listened to it all the time when we still listened to CDs all the time.
It was a CD, yeah.
And then you had it, you know, in the visor, and you had your 12 choices.
right. That's crazy. I don't have a lot of people come up and tell me about that record.
Dude, well, you know what? In Green Bay, where I'm based out of.
Yeah.
On the radio station, Razor 94.7, 104.7.
Love that station.
We played the hell out of those couple Scrape singles.
Yeah.
And just fell in love.
You guys played Summer Song on that record, which is a really odd first choice, but... Yeah, I didn't understand that. It was a good song, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe shouldn't have been. The problem was that the album got pushed back. That song was supposed to come out in the summer.
Right.
It came out in the winter. I'm like, what is the freaking point of this, man? Whatever.
Hey, that adds a lot different. I mean, certain sounds sound better when the sun's shining and the windows are down.
That's what song it's just, was for, man.
Yeah.
We wrote that song. Me and my singer wrote that song going to the beach to surf one day. Took the guitar out, sat on the beach for a minute, wrote that song.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that's the kind of vibe then, man.
We love, man.
Well, anyway, Will, dude, thank you for taking a couple of minutes.
You,
I just wanted to catch up for a second.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Will Hahn from Evanescence.
Yeah.
Cutter's Rockcast.
Don't forget to tune in.
Exactly.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.